Art, the last time we saw the Huskies, they were having a shootout with Baylor in the Alamo Bowl, and they lost that game. Is it a good or bad omen for this season?
I think it's both, because the quarterback, Keith Price, who lit up the Alamo Bowl with four passing touchdowns and three running touchdowns, is back. And he is a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate. There's a lot to like about Keith Price. There's a bad omen on this, because most of the defense that gave up 67 points and 777 yards to Baylor is back. And that isn't a good sign, because really it's a talent issue. Now, I understand that Steve Sarkisian, the head coach, fired the defensive coordinator and a couple of other coaches, a very painful thing, because they were personal friends that he brought here to Washington. But it had to be done. They've changed their schemes, but the best coach and the best scheme can't make up for an absence of talent. And unfortunately for the Huskies, that's the issue on the defensive side of the ball. They don't really have any powerful players, with the possible exception of a new freshman by the name of Shaq Thompson. He's a safety, a linebacker, a big man on campus. He's just a lot of things that will help improve the defense a little bit, but not enough even to be Pac-12 average.
The big challenge for this season, I would say, is their schedule.
Yes, that's the thing that really is going to hamstring, I think, the team, because four of their first six games are against really powerful people. Not this Saturday against San Diego State, but they travel to Louisiana State, which has the most formidable home stadium advantage, I think, in all of college football, on September 10th. And then they play the three best Pac-12 teams, Oregon, Stanford, and USC, all in the first six games of the season. It's hard for me to envision the Huskies being anything but 2-4. They've got another game in there against Portland State, which is kind of a gimme. So 2-4 at midseason and having to play that tough schedule is really going to beat this team up and make it difficult to go 4-2 in the second half of the season, which would make them bowl eligible.
Husky fans were excited last year when they made it to the Alamo Bowl, and this was just a couple of years after that 0-12 season.
Right, and that 0-12 season still lingers, because when you have a devastating setback like that, it takes years and years of recruiting to get your talent levels higher. And Sarkisian has done reasonably well in restocking, but you're talking about having to restock a defense that was one of the worst in the country last year, and I don't see the upgrade there that makes them anywhere close to an elite Pac-12 team, much less a national contender.
One positive thing for the Huskies as they face this challenging season is they'll be playing at CenturyLink Field while Husky Stadium is being renovated.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an advantage, because CenturyLink is a very noisy stadium by design. And if the Husky fans decide they want to make it down from Montlake, I think they're really going to have a much better experience in Husky Stadium, which frankly, in my opinion, was a dump. And they're doing a smart thing by renovating and upgrading Husky Stadium. I think the CenturyLink transition year should be a net asset, at least in terms of fan engagement with the team, because you don't have those fans apart from the team because of the track. They're right down on the necks of the opponent, and that should be a big advantage.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.